Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A third-generation popular Philly cheese shop owner and a Philly cheese author and expert take folks on a cheese tour of northern Italy.
When I tell them the story from behind the counter, they're like, wow, I wish I was there. And this is how you can be there.
A lot of the people we're visiting are cheesemakers who I first learned about here at De Bruno Brothers from Emilio. You know, I had my first bite of Crovero Parmigiano downstairs, and we're going to go hang out with Giorgio Crovero, which I've done before, but then to do it with Emilio, it's like a whole other level.
And if you can't be there to make it on the bus, in the restaurants, in the streets, and in the villa, you can follow them vicariously this month on Instagram.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at De Bruno Brothers, 1730 Chestnut Street, with Emilio Minucci, third-generation owner, and author Tanaya Darlington. She's written 7 books, including De Bruno Brothers' House of Cheese. And they are getting ready to go on vacation. They are getting ready to lead a tour, a northern Italy tour, called Cheese Journeys, May 17th to the 28th. I'm going to ask you, how did you come up with the idea? But it kind of seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, it might seem like a no-brainer, but it's not something that I could do alone. After being approached by Anna Jewell, it was her brainchild to start this company called Cheese Journeys to take folks on a trip to different areas of Europe, right? Because she's very European at heart. And so when she approached me about it, you know, for my customers, because I would say, oh, I got lots of customers that would love to take a trip. She said, well, let's create one around it. I was like, yeah, why not? I mean, I love it. And I think our customers would love it as well. Tanai, how did you get involved in something like this? Like, with Anna.
About 7 years ago, Hadass, I was just a solo flyer with my little cheese valise going to Italy on my own. Yeah. And I took some people from the blog I was doing called Madame Fromage over there with me 1 year. And it was a great trip, but I realized it was too much for me to handle alone. And then I soon after heard from a woman named Anna Jewell. And she said, I live in New York. I used to own a cheese shop. I want to start a company called Cheese Journeys. Will you come with me and like help be a co-host? So that was 7 years ago, and I think I've done, almost a dozen tours with her. France, Italy, England. She's got a tour to the Netherlands. She's working on one in Paris right now.
Then were you the one that was like, we have to get Emilio involved?
Absolutely. Well, usually she brings a cheese expert along or two, because the idea is people can not only taste cheese as we visit makers and caves and things like that, but then you could have dinner next to someone like an Emilio Minucci or hang out and have wine in the kitchen with an Emilio Minucci. So you are learning about cheese all the time.
So what does it take to put something like this together? What did they need of you, Emilio?
Well, I'll tell you, the whole thing seemed a lot overwhelming to me to put together. You know,
it's like, it's not just cheese. It's like hotels and
the logistics part of it. Listen, I'm great. When I'm there, I love it. And what I could do, what my value is, I could show you the back door and all these cheesemakers and other makers, you know, balsamic producers, olive oil makers, and, you know, the people that we deal with in Italy. So it's kind of like a tour to visit people that I work with. So, like, you come with me and we're talking about product development with some of the makers and you know, why certain items are selected. But to plan the flights and the hotels and where we're staying and then
transportation.
Yeah, have people get up at a certain time, like the hours, like I'm up early, not everybody is, and when I'm there, I kind of feel like I'm on go all the time. The energy, like, it just drives me, so I can go from 5 in the morning till, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, I can just, because as I'm learning, I'm just ingesting a lot of information, and then at the same time, you just have a good time with all these makers, eating, drinking, telling stories. And we consider ourselves here at the Bruno Brothers more of kind of like the Disney world, I guess, of the food world. Like, we want to tell the story of all these makers. And the important thing for us is to make sure that when folks come and shop at the Bruno Brothers, we know the people behind the brands or the product that we're selling, whether it's cheese, olive oil, vinegars, you know, you name it, olives, you know, because telling the story and having a better understanding of who those folks are, it creates that emotional connection that then, therefore, makes people feel good about supporting those folks, right? And, you know, a long time ago, we came up with this phrase, globally local, you know, or glocal. And, you know, like, we all want to support local, but there's local family farms and businesses around the world that could use our help. And that's what we at the Bruno Brothers set out to do. And that's really my focus when I go. And I want people to have the fun that I have. And when I tell them the story from behind the counter, they're like, wow, I wish I was there. And this is how you can be there.
So are you a co-tour guide?
Yes. So we both go as co-hosts. We do some education along the way. So, for example, when guests arrive, we're doing a walking tour through Milan to some fabulous shops. And then we go to a beautiful little boutique hotel in Piedmont. And we will start out the tour, Emilio and I, by doing a Northern Italian cheese 101. So they'll be tasting Taleggio, Parmigiano, Grana Padano, Gorgonzola, Castelmagno, Robiolas, all these beautiful, beautiful cheese. Cheeses, because Northern Italy is like the seat of cheese joy.
It certainly is.
What's a highlight for you?
Well, the highlight for me is these walk-in tours are fantastic. So no matter where I'm at in Italy, when I just walk on my own, I see things that grab my attention, and I'm totally going to be the guy there on this walking tour throwing a bright, shiny object out there, be like, oh, we got to go and taste this. My palate is always ready to taste something, you know, from a little pasticceria to go get, you know, a little croissant or a pastry or you know, just an espresso or a cortado or a cappuccino or a glass of wine someplace. Like, those experiences I want everybody to experience, because that's the fun part of being there. Everything else, like, we have an agenda of what we're going to do, but the ancillary stuff, like, I'm good for taking us off track for half an hour, and then running us late because we got to see something really, really cool or interesting and learn a little bit more about something. I as much time as I could spend with Tanaya, I mean, really, I learn a lot. I do. And if you're not learning every day, then I feel like I'm missing something, right? I know a bunch, but you know, like, for me to learn a little bit more, it's just, you know, I love it. I can't wait.
So do you, like, know the people, and then, like, Tanaya is the cheese scholar?
I don't know if it works quite like that. I feel like we're going to, you know, team up on this. Yeah. For example, we've got a number of happy hours that we're doing as part of this tour, where we're going to pair a traditional Italian cocktail with a cheese and actually teach a little bit about home entertaining and how to take what you learn in Northern Italy about cheese, about wine, about bread, about pasta, and then actually use it at home. So I feel like I'm the person that's all about, here's how to replicate this at home, and Emilio is going to be much more, I think, about, like, here's how we go and find this stuff. Here's how we bring it into De Bruno Brothers. And he'll probably have more of that retail angle and also an incredible palette that people can really learn so much from.
What's your favorite part about the trip, Tanaya?
I love hanging out in the kitchen. We have a private chef who comes with us. He does all the cooking using local ingredients from the farmers markets, using cheese. So there's one night where we do a truffle hunt, and then he makes homemade fresh pasta. We go into the kitchen, we shave fresh truffles right on the pasta. And to me, it is so much fun to take these steaming plates of beautiful truffle pasta out to the guests, and it's just such a wow.
So what's the setup? You have a chef that comes with you. So mm-hmm. Where do you cook? Where do you do everything?
Well, we have a villa that we're all staying at, and everybody has their own rooms and private bath, and then there's a community kitchen that we will use. And if you want to learn and hang out with the chef, you could hang out with the chef and learn what he's making, or even help him do some of the preparation. And so for the folks that are coming that don't know how it happens, you will learn it. And for those who want to take a little rest or maybe go and take a walk and explore, like, that time will be for you to take. You know, for me, it's about translating that European or that Italian culture and having people understand that, you know, cheese is not just, especially in Europe, cheese is not just a course that people have, right? It's an ingredient that they use there. And to start to realize and understand, you know, there's no right or wrong. It's your palate. It's the experience. And what we want to do, and what tonight is going to help us do, is break down that part of it. How do you do this and translate it at home to do for yourself? Now, I do that stuff at home, and sometimes I go a bit overboard, and my wife will tell you that, you know, like, everything has to be to the T, or to, but it doesn't need to be that way. And that's why, you know, going with tonight, it helps me to not be as perfect or as, just take it as it comes and enjoy the culture, because that's what we truly love about going to Europe. It's the culture, the relaxed atmosphere, and the reverence for food, community, and communication with each other, right? It's always around food.
You make me laugh when you say going overboard, because it just gives me like a throwback memory to the time that Tanaya Darlington did a cheese fundraiser, and her cheese board was on a pool table, yes, like the whole pool
true,
table.
Huh? Yes. Yeah, and one of the fun things about this tour is that you have a bit of that experience, because there's always a cheese board put out each evening. We're also going to do a little food photography class I'm going to teach, where then the guests can construct their own beautiful cheese boards, kind of learn how to do that at home.
Can we follow that? Where can we follow your trip?
Absolutely. You can follow it on Instagram at Cheese Journeys, plural. And please do. We'll be posting stories all day and beautiful photos at the end of each evening, so you can really travel along with us, even if it's as an armchair traveler.
So if people can't make it to this May excursion, where can we find you, and when else can we join? How often do you do these?
Well, I will tell you, there is one room left. So for two people to come on this tour, which leaves May 17th and goes till May 28th, all the information about the tours is at cheesejourneys.com. And we're just about to roll out a whole bunch of new tours for 2023.
How often do you go in a year?
I usually go about three times.
And you, Emilio, also?
Well, for Cheese Journeys, next year I'll probably do another one, possibly two, but definitely one more. And then I have a bunch of other trips that I need to take to Europe for food shows and stuff, so I have to try and work it into this schedule.
You have to travel.
Well, I do. I love it, and I miss it. I do. I travel for work, and there's a couple of food shows that I like to hit, and especially next year being an odd year, I do believe there's going to be a Cheese Journeys trip around the Bra Cheese Festival that happens on alternate years, which is a must go. I mean, for anybody who is a big cheese fan, to do that trip and that tour, and I go every 2 years to Bra for this event, because people are just lined up in the streets of this very old medieval town of Bra. Where,
how do you spell Bra?
B-R-A, just uh-huh. like it sounds. And it's in, you know, in Cuneo or in the Piemonte. And, you know, cheesemakers from all over the world come. They set up in the streets under these tents, and you get samples and tastes, and you can buy. But for me, there's education there, and I like to talk to these cheesemakers and understand more. That's where Slow Food University is, and, you know, it's kind of the centerpiece of all that we do in this this world, this cheese world, the world of cheese.
Wow. How has COVID affected your travels or your accommodations?
You're going to have two different perspectives here, but yeah, go ahead.
I've just spent 9 months, took a sabbatical, and spent 9 months doing an unscripted cheese odyssey around Europe, basing myself in Luxembourg, where I have a cousin who has a restaurant. So I spent time there riding around on driving a cheese cart, doing some personalized cheese education at customer tables, and then traveled around Europe. And it was fantastic because Europe feels really like, not that they have COVID under control, but everyone has the QR code, so you always know that you're going into an establishment with other people who are vaccinated. And there's testing centers set up all over in the streets, and there's not that many tourists there right now. So airports not so crowded, planes not so crowded. To me, it feels like a great time to be going abroad.
How's it impacted you, COVID travel?
Well, so it shut us down for 2 years, you know, where we couldn't travel. So I'm itching to get back out there and travel and go see my friends in Europe and to have my friends who usually come here. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit crippling, but I am so excited to get back on the road and be touring a lot of the you know, my friends', you know, facilities and eat and have lunch or dinner or, you know, just hang out with them, because I think there's a big story to tell here, you know, through this COVID for these makers, and that they are still in business and were able to sustain through the 2 years of not having tourists and not being able to sell their wares as much because of COVID. And so I think our job and my task here is to reinvigorate the industry that I can here in Philadelphia for these makers. So I'm excited to get back and start doing it, because typically I would go to Italy 2 or 3 times a year just to meet with my makers and figure out, you know, how to better serve them. And then another 1 or 2 times to go to France or Spain to do the same.
So is this is the first time we'll be back in how long?
Oh my God, since 2019 was the last time I was there for the Bra Festival of Cheese. That was the last time I was in Europe. And I mean, I am itching.
How excited are you?
If you can't tell, I'm extremely excited, and I can't wait to go. It's just, you know, I've been texting all my buddies, you know, everybody's on WhatsApp, right? So I've been texting all my buddies and friends, you know, I can't wait to get there and to see you guys and to have some fun and break bread again and do it all over again. It's just, yeah, I'm very, very excited, because now, you know, planning the trips for the rest of this year and for next year, you know, it's exciting.
Is this a sign that, like, the world is coping with COVID and we're kind of getting back to travel and to food and drink and to entertaining again with other people, not just our immediate families? Are we? Tell me.
Listen, I like to think so. And, you know, from my perspective, that's what I'm going to be pushing. I'm going to be pushing, like, this is, you know, we're getting this under control. And, you know, in my mindset is that this COVID thing is, you know, going to finish like, you know, the common cold or the flu, and we will maybe have to get a flu shot once a year or you know, or something like that, but you know, that it will be under control. And
well, as long as we have treatments for it, right?
Exactly. And that's the key, and I think it's you know, people feeling confident as opposed to people feeling desperate to do something and to get back together. I think there's a confidence that's starting to build up and come back, and especially in Europe, you know, and so it's, and I think people here in the United States are a little more paranoid about it, but as we foster more travel and more experiences, if I come back and start communicating all the great experiences I'm having, I think it will open it up for more people to go and travel.
You're shaking your head yes tonight.
Oh, I'm loving this moment, Hadass, because a lot of the people we're visiting are cheesemakers who I first learned about here at De Bruno Brothers from Emilio. You know, I had my first bite of Crovero Parmigiano downstairs, and we're going to go hang out with Giorgio Crovero, which I've done before, but then to do it with Emilio, it's like a whole other level.
So, like, seeing these cheesemakers, is that like seeing a celebrity for you?
It is totally like seeing a celebrity. Yeah. Not like that. I mean, the cheese community.
Some people are starstruck. You're like cheesestruck.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, Giorgio Crovero. First of all, he looks a bit like Woody Allen.
Yeah.
And he's just bouncing through this family cheese cave, serving Prosecco, and you're having bites of, like, Parmigiano at different ages, and he's telling you about the cows and the breeze coming in through the windows and all the things that go into his beautiful Parmigiano.
All with that very Italian charm and charisma, right?
Exactly. Charm and charisma is perfect. Which, you know, Emilio has too, and I feel like bringing Emilio into this cheese journey's food tour experience is just really going to kick it up a notch. And
I hope it's something that future customers, because I was a customer here before we became collaborators. Yeah. I was a customer, and I loved coming in here, and I feel like this trip is an opportunity for like those super customers to go really embrace something fabulous and, you know, to have Emilio right there talking them through it. So
what's the website where people can get more information?
www.cheesejourneys.com.
And once again, the Instagram account that we can follow your trip vicariously online.
At Cheese Journeys. And we're also on Facebook.
Tanaya Darlington and Emilio Minucci, thank you so much and have the best time. We can't wait to hear all about your cheese journey.
Oh, awesome. We can't help but to have a great time. Believe me.
Got to come with us next time, Hadas.
Oh, let's say that again and make sure it's recorded.
You've got to come with us next time, Hadas. You have to.
I love that.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.